wasn't planning on speaking today. I was going to let the others do it. But you see, it seems that we don't get to the bottom line on this. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And yet, when we hear people talk about it, like Scott just did, he brings it synonymous with the Word. Well, the Word has the law in it. The Word has dietary rules in it. The Word has building instructions. The Word has many subjects in it. The gospel is that Word that saves your soul. Amen. It is that Word that Jesus died for all your sins and was raised from the dead. He said, believe the gospel. They that believe the gospel and are baptized shall be saved. And the reason we're not seeing more Christians walking in the power of God, it's not so much because they don't believe the Word, they don't believe the gospel. They look at themselves and think, I'm not worthy to do this. I'm a sinner. God's not going to do this. I can't do that. I'm not good enough. Well, you're right in all those things in that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're a sinner. But it's not about you. It's about Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? It's not about you. It's about Jesus. And when you stop putting you in the equation and keep Him as the head in the all and the fullness of the equation, then you will see God move through you. Because you are not the power. It's God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're the ones, and their name is Jesus, and they do the work. Do you hear what I'm saying? Believe the gospel. Stop thinking you're bigger and badder and more powerful in your sin than Jesus is in His glorious resurrected power and the power of His blood. He's bigger than you are. He's bigger than I am. And if He said He forgave you your sin, then praise God, believe it. And move in His Word. Amen. All right.